Welcome to your Monday, February 17th edition of the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. It's Paige Estrotori here on behalf of Financial Services Online with a summary of today's key industry news in Australia. We start off with the developing speculation on a potential rate cut by the Reserve Bank of Australia, a decision that hasn't been taken lightly. With international tensions and domestic concerns, including the upcoming election year and trade volatility cited as influencers. Should the policy rate drop from 4.35% to 4.1% as projected by 73% of economists in the recent Finder RBA cash rate survey, Australian borrowers could experience significant financial impacts. It's the first time there's a rate cut on the table in 5 years, and it's poised to mark a pivotal moment for our economy. However, some economists argue for caution. They point towards factors like persistent inflation in the building sector and reliable employment figures as reasons to hold off. Let's keep a close eye on the labor market assessment that could influence the final decision. In politics, the government's attempt to reconfigure superannuation taxes has hit a roadblock in the Senate. The proposed bill, which advocates for higher taxes on superannuation accounts exceeding $3 million, has found an opponent in independent Senator Tammy Terrell. Terrell argues this number risks affecting more Australians over time and takes issue with taxing unrealized capital gains. This could particularly impact Tasmanian farmers, who could find themselves hit by the proposed legislation. Turning to daily living, escalating costs are pushing Australians to adopt ingenious yet crucial strategies to stretch their budgets. Some among the younger generations are reusing tea bags, even reducing the size of their cleaning sponges, while others commit to entering free giveaways as a means to offset expenses. As many as 30% dilute toiletries and time shopping to catch discounts. Clearly, Australians are getting creative to safeguard their financial futures. Lastly today, a heated debate is unfolding over the cap on risk insurance commissions. Key figures from both the Coalition and Labor are advocating for its removal. If successful, this could have ramifications for life insurance advisement countrywide. Discussions about revising the financial advisory model to better serve Australians are afoot, reflecting broader industry conversations. And that's it for today. Remember to visit financialservicesonline.com.au for resources on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, tailored for our Australian consumers. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you your finest financial intel. See you tomorrow.